Well, there's one thing you have to know about hunting. Man, it can get cold out here. And if you get chilled, you can't move around to get warm because the deer will see you. You know, one of the first things that always gets cold is my toes. But not today. No, sir. I got the best gift ever this past Christmas, and I'm putting these bad boys to good use. Man, let me tell you, if you're looking for a good Christmas gift for that hunter in your life, a pair of battery-operated socks. They are perfect, but they won't be as good as mine. See, I like my feet hot, so I rewired them a little bit and added more power. You know, this little old D battery, it just wasn't going to cut it for me. Nah, but these bad boys, man, they'll keep me warm all day long. You know, I sure love this time of year. Christmas is one of my favorite holidays. Phew, I tell you what, these battery operated, I may have did a pretty good job with this wiring. Oh, they're getting warm. Like I was saying, Christmas is a great, man, my feet. Tell you what, I don't know what it is, but boy, I did a good job with the wiring. I mean, a little much with the battery on this one, but anyway, we'll see. Anyway, as I was saying, you know, Christmas is all, Christmas, you know, it's always my favorite time of year, and man, oh wow, hot, oh my, hot toes are hot toes. This time of year, our focus really tends to be on gifts. Finding that perfect one, that special something that will show someone just how much we love them. We love to give gifts, but can I share something with you? There is one who loves to give gifts even more than we do, and he gave us the best gift of all. In Matthew 7:11, it says, "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him?" God loved us so much that he desired to give us the best gift man could ever receive. That gift is his one and only Son, Jesus Christ. In fact, it's the reason we celebrate Christmas. It's the time of year that we celebrate the birth of Jesus. Luke 2:10-14 says, "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Sure, there can be lots of pretty packages wrapped underneath the tree, but nothing compares to the gift of Jesus. And he offers us something too. It's the gift of salvation. See, a gift isn't something you can earn, is it? It's freely given and it's from the heart, simply out of love. This Christmas, if you've never received that gift of salvation, I pray you stop what you're doing and accept what Jesus offers to you today. Confess your sins to him and ask for his forgiveness and that he would save you and lead you in a new direction with him. I promise there is no greater gift you'll ever receive. From our family to yours,
Merry Christmas!
Okay, I think that's
Is that good.
I think so.
Oh, good.
Let's look.
My feet are still burning. You got any more of that burn cream?
No.
Oh, my.
No more burn cream?